you're still looking for some last-minute shopping ideas, might I suggest promo code STU at MyPillow.com, because you're running out of time. It is the 21st day of December now, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. How many times have we seen this exact pattern play out for us? There's some new face in the House or Senate. They start getting tons of appearances on the Fox News Channel, and Conservative Inc. pretty much orders us to treat them as a new party leader. And usually these people are veterans. There's nothing wrong with being a veteran, of course. We honor that service, but being a veteran doesn't magically make a person correct. John McCain was a veteran. Conservative Inc. likes pushing veterans because they think that it'll shut down our brains, get us waving the flag, make us accept what we're told. Too often, they've been right. But what matters isn't being a veteran. What matters is saying the right things, but more importantly, doing the right things and making the right votes. If a candidate or elected representative doesn't do those things, it doesn't matter how heroic his or her biography is. You probably already know who this segment is about. It's Dan Crenshaw. He's practically a parody of this stereotypical ex-military conservative politician. He's got an eye patch. He presented himself as a huge supporter of Donald Trump, and in reality, he's a massive ally of the same neoconservative, interventionist, America last policies the Republican Party has been enabling for years. Crenshaw actually fought to keep troops in Syria. He openly called for keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan essentially forever, in a forever war that they couldn't win and frankly weren't trying to win. Domestically, Crenshaw opposed all of Trump's America First trade policies. Back in September, Crenshaw voted to advance a version of the National Defense Authorization Act that included an unconstitutional anti-gun red flag provision in it that would disarm American veterans. And then, of course, after being caught and called out, Crenshaw offered the pathetic excuse that he voted in favor of the provision so the Senate could strip it out later. Even though the Senate is also Democrat-controlled and filled with even more pissy Republicans than the House is. And now he's at it again. H.R. 550 is a House bill that'll spend $400 million to develop, quote, a confidential population-based computerized database that records immunization doses administered by any healthcare provider to persons within the geographic area covered by that database, end quote. You know exactly where this is headed. This is a national vaccine database overseen by our friends at the CDC. Supporters of the bill, like Mr. Crenshaw, say that won't happen. Crenshaw described his critics, who called him out, as a bunch of grifters and said that they were the ones that were lying. Dan Crenshaw must think you're an imbecile with no critical thinking skills. Dan Crenshaw thinks you're wearing a helmet to school. I mean, seriously, who is it that Dan Crenshaw thinks he's talking to exactly? Dan Crenshaw would have you believing that Biden won the election, that Trump incited an insurrection, and that Richard Blumenthal was a Vietnam War hero. Crenshaw just called you a crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist grifter if you believe that a, quote, population-based computerized database that records immunization doses administered by any healthcare provider to persons within the geographic area covered by that database, end quote, would be used as a national vaccine database. The chief sponsor of the bill, a Democrat, says that the best use of the national database will be to, quote, remind patients when they're due for a recommended vaccine. Well, how are patients getting a reminder to get their bi-monthly Fauci bioweapon jab if the database doesn't track their overall vaccination status? Even if that wasn't the intent in the first place, this is the exact sort of law that gets deliberately abused to empower the radical progressive communist left while Republicans sit around eating glue and babbling about Ronald Reagan. Milam Langella has known the truth about Dan Crenshaw for some time. At a recent meet and greet, he confronted Crenshaw about his votes enabling Joe Biden's tyranny. Let's take a look. Well, now Milam is mounting an even more direct challenge against Crenshaw. He's challenging him in next year's Republican House primary. And before you say that Crenshaw is invincible because he's a veteran, guess what? Milam is a veteran too. And Milam joins us now. I mean, that was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. This guy is an actor. He's a phony. He's a fake. I mean, people really need to realize that we can't give people a past based on their heroic service. And we admire Dan Crenshaw's service. Don't get me wrong. But where is that brave service to his country now?
So for me, I would say that was the act of a performance artist. He gets on TV. He blathers on about a lot of things that are cool. He spends a lot of his time and money working to make awesome videos. But he's never once told you how he feels about the Constitution. And 550, if people don't believe it, 550 is clearly going to be used with its funding to support other bills like the TAPT Act, which is what, 838. The TAPT Act, even though Mr. Crenshaw would have you believe that has nothing to do with circumventing the Constitution and taking your weapons. Well, the TAPT Act said that it can use existing laws. Well, 550, which is the VAX pass, is an existing law and it can be used in conjunction. So both of those bills talk about public safety and who defines them, and they could be used for other purposes.
Do you agree that this is the exact kind of law that gets abused by the progressive communist radical left?
It absolutely is. And all we have to do is to look in history, and we will see that governments always deteriorate once they have these laws that are set in place that give the people nothing and no room to move.
They have been served notice. The people have the power. They are actively making laws that suppress and trample all over the God-given inherent rights to safety and to happiness and to a life filled with prosperity by the people who control the government, which is us, we, the people. Do you agree?
Exactly. So, yeah, we control the government. And right now we're seeing a huge wave of people stand up. I'm just a dad, right? And I'm a veteran. Okay, great. That's what I did in the past. I did some cool things. I did some bad things. I'm just a dad, and I'm not going to turn this country over to communism to have my boys work in a slave camp, and God knows what they would do with my daughter. And that's not hyperbolic. It's written in history. It's happened before, and it's got to stop. People need to know the power of no, and I'm going to Congress to tell them no. Earn my yes. Shrink the government down to fit in a teacup. It doesn't need to govern me or the other states. We have states for that. 550, I have a supporting family. We know where our records are. Yeah. We can share them when we want. I don't need to be told when or how to share them.
Milam, we see what's happening in Germany right now. We're looking at what's happening in Austria
right now.
They are kicking down doors, pinning people down in their own homes, their safe havens, and injecting them with this dangerous and deadly shot, injecting their kids. We know if we look at history, as you suggested, if we look at history, we know that what happens in Europe is usually here about 90 days later. We know that this Biden regime is going to come out tonight and they're going to be talking that we already saw at whitehouse.gov. We saw what they said. Those that are, quote, vaccinated are going to live happy and prosperous lives.
Yeah.
Those who are not are doomed to death. They're going to die. They're the spreaders of this. Do you think it's going to get to the point where we have forced inoculations happening in this country?
Yeah, I do. I hesitate because I think, oh my God, we're going that way and I don't want it to be. But we're only an incident away from that being forced. And that happens through fear. once people are afraid enough to just lean into the government's rule, then it rolls like a steamroller just right over whatever's in front of it. And soon everyone will be vaccinated. Your body, your personal sovereignty is gone. Gone. You know, there was an individual, Dan Bongino, you may know, in one of his episodes in 1662 at 35 minutes and 27 seconds, asked for someone to primary Dan Crenshaw. I am that guy to primary Dan Crenshaw because I see this coming. And if we don't believe that we are in the throes of a quiet, cold civil war right now, we're mistaken. And I know that's going to light a fire with a lot of people on the left, especially, call me crazy. But these are how these things begin. War never starts with gunshots right away. It starts with a rumbling and a removing of rights.
And a tyrannical government that wants to stomp all over those rights. In New York, on Monday, they are voting to imprison and bring to COVID camps all of the unvaccinated people who believe that they're allowed to make choices after their own health.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's the type of thing that's going to make people rise up and fight. You are going to see fathers and mothers fight for their children like you've never seen before. I mean, really, if someone tried to take my children, that would be, it would be horrible. I mean, I don't want to say anything over the top violent, but
that's a red line for you is what you're saying.
Yeah, that is a red line because I'd rather live on my feet than, you know, live on my feet. Excuse me. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And if I can't give my life for my children, then what am I doing here? You know, I got out of the service and I realized I'm not done serving. I don't want to go and be served. I want to serve others and help them. Band together, all of us get up and one, save our kids. Really, do those kids need to be the victims of two political entities fighting? No.
I saw your Twitter account and, you know, you're the guy that's going to primary Dan Crenshaw. And whether it was Bongino that inspired you or whether it was God or whatever it was, is irrelevant. You're the guy to primary Dan Crenshaw. That is one fake, phony conservative, fake America First, fake conservative, establishment supporting, you know, these fossils that hang around in our government and get rich off the teat of the taxpayer. That's what Dan Crenshaw represents. Your Twitter account says that you are America First. Exactly. What does America First mean to you?
So America First means everything from us building our own jobs, right? From buying American, selling American, promoting personal family businesses, small businesses, allowing us the freedoms to buy and trade as we see fit. That's at home and abroad. We don't bring in hundreds of thousands of people, give them tax breaks and vax breaks. When we press on American people, just the opposite. We will overtax you. We will raise inflation. I didn't get a raise, but my inflation went up, right, around us. So that's really my motivation to turn this country over to my children as a free country and not a communist society.
Have you been paying attention to what's happening with these shots?
I have seen some information about the shots where people are having, especially in males, they're having the sacra on the heart enlarged, having heart problems at a very young age. There is talk about, and I haven't seen a lot of information, but that young ladies are becoming infertile. And then people with diseases such as cancer that are in remission, some of them are, you know, their cancer has returned.
Yeah.
Now, there are correlation, it seems like there is, but the government is not transparent enough to let these facts out. And so that in and of itself grows people to distrust the government.
Our ticker at the bottom of the screen is inaccurate. It says 19,900 and some deaths. It's actually over 20,000 now. The shot has been around for 10 or 11 months. 20,000 deaths is three times the amount of deaths caused by every single previous vaccine combined. And it's done that in just 11 months. The CDC, by a FOIA request, or the FDA rather, was caught hiding 160,000 vaccine injuries, over 200 child deaths as a result of this thing. These are dangerous and deadly shots. That's what they are.
Yeah,
they're dangerous and they're deadly. How do you feel about President Trump pushing these things and telling everybody to go get one?
Well, I do believe that President Trump went and got what the people wanted, what he believed in his heart that would help. You know, he did what he had to do to get the vaccine out there, but I don't necessarily know that he intended or wants people to get harmed or hurt. I believe President Trump has a good heart and a good mind. I believe he needs to get back in office, finish the wall, and put a stop to these mandates. I know that he will.
I don't think that he intended for the shots to be what they are.
No. Your choice is what I think he intended. Your choice. I give it to you.
And that's fine. But I think we come to a point where we have to acknowledge that kids are dying. If I hear 5D chess, that the president is playing 5D chess one more time, I think I might vomit. He's not playing 5D chess. Okay, kids are dying. So I don't want to hear 5D chess. I want to hear, these are dangerous. These are deadly. Warning, beware. This is not what Operation Warp Speed was all about. These things have been turned into something completely different, and they're making people trillionaires. Congress gave these people, these pharmaceutical companies, blanket immunity so that they could harm you, and not yet one person has been reimbursed or compensated by this failed government for their lives being completely flipped upside down or lost. These people are losing family members. These things are poisonous and they're dangerous. I just want to make sure that everybody that comes on this program, that if they did not know, that I make them aware. And I want a commitment out of people that they're going to just call a spade, that they're not going to be afraid of political fallout, and that they're going to say, I acknowledge that this thing has killed three times as many people as every previous vaccine combined. And that's by the CDC's adverse events reporting system, which, by the way, only reflects less than 1% of vaccine injuries. So those numbers could be staggeringly larger. I want people to be bold enough to say that. Not one elected representative has been bold enough to say that. Senator Ron Johnson is teetering on it. Rand Paul is, you know, making viral videos with a big donate here button where he's going back and forth with Fauci, but not one criminal referral. The guy lied to Congress.
Right.
I mean, he's committed crimes. Not one criminal referral for Fauci. This is getting to a point now. You acknowledge that you believe that forced vaccinations are coming to this country. We cannot let it get there. They're dangerous. They're deadly. You said it's a red line for your kids. It should be one for every child in this country. Do you agree?
I agree. Absolutely. I mean, look, I don't want to be a politician. I have to, because I look to the left and the right and I don't see anybody fighting. And it could be because those people are looking for someone to lead them through. I will do that. I don't want to be a long-term politician. I want to get us back and have the Constitution in the center of the library and not be used as a doormat at the border.
Yeah, and Milam, just to be clear here, I'm not trying to drive a wedge between you and President Trump or anybody Trump. And I'm not.
Look, I like President Trump for a lot of reasons.
So do I.
And when he gets back to office and we have the red wave for the next election here, things will go back.
We're going to take 100 seats back, I think. We're going to take 100 seats back, yeah, I think.
Because look, you know, this might be controversial, right? But I think there's people on the left that have certain views. It doesn't mean they're bad. They just have horrible ideas. And now those people have been able to see what those ideas have brought to fruition. And they have marched towards the center. And some of them leaned a little bit to the right. And don't we want to be somewhere where people can just make determinations or make opinions based off of fact, yeah, and not hyperbolic politics?
Absolutely. You're not a politician. I got to go. I'm way over time here. Yeah. Milam, M-I-L-A-M, the number 4congress.com, brand new website, Milam4congress.com. This guy is the guy to primary Dan Crenshaw. We have to get rid of these people. Dan Crenshaw is a communist with an eye patch. That's what he is. Milam Langella, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless.
It's exactly for all of those reasons that I just listed that Christopher Key and the vaccine police are tirelessly, fervently fighting against this medical cabal. All over the country, sleepless nights. I don't know how he does it or where he gets the energy, but he's in front of school boards, hospital administrators, pharmacists, big pharma executives, and CEOs. He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas. He's speaking in front of lawmakers. He is fighting this thing, boots on the ground, and he's finding success, and he's educating the blind. The sleeping sheep are being educated by Christopher Key and the vaccine police, and he needs help. I am proud to support him, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything. Look at everything that he's doing, and please consider donating to this wonderful cause. Vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com. The enemy is hard at work. There's about 666 psyops running in this country right now. False information, fear propaganda, rumors flying around all over the place. One of them being the rumor of a bio attack in Dallas at the Reawaken America Tour. Several apparently sick after what somebody, an influencer online in Telegram, is referring to as an anthrax attack. Edward Zoll is a Stu Peters Show investigative reporter. He's all over this. So in Dallas at the Reawaken America Tour, was there an anthrax attack?
Well, Stu, there certainly hasn't been one reported to the CDC or local authorities in Dallas, and it's news to the organizers. I got the chance to speak to Clay Clark and his wife, Vanessa, earlier today.
But there are four attacks that we must deal with. One, I'm not poisoning my speakers. Two, I'm not raining down anthrax on the attendees. Three, we are letting people name their price. We are not taking advantage of people. And four, I am not the Illuminati, and General Flynn is not prey to Satan. Today, I came to work this morning, and many people were showing me a Telegram feed where it was being posted by Professor Clement, as well as other individuals that were stating that, as a statement of fact, that there was an anthrax attack at our event. Now, I've never been around an anthrax attack, but my assumption would be that if there was an anthrax attack in a green room, and I was in the green room more than anybody else, one would think that I would be sick. Now, if somebody is sick as a result of attending the event, I don't know the statistical probability of being around thousands of people and not eventually having somebody get sick, but we have had no anthrax attacks or bioweapon attacks to my knowledge thus far, even though at the last four events in a row, it has been insinuated by many people that there is bioweapon attacks, but I have yet to see them. Also, there is a person posting on Telegram right now stating that I was raining down anthrax from the ceiling at the event, which is not true because there's a fog machine brought in by the church called Elevate Life Church, which is a great church, by the way. So I see no reason to believe that I am a member of the Illuminati or that there is anthrax backstage. And the same individual who's accused me of being Illuminati is now posting on their Telegram that I am there's anthrax at the Reawaken America Tour events.
Week, he credits the rumor to a Professor David Clements. Clay Clark claims this rumor started with the professor. This is what the professor said in response.
I guess my response is that Clay is a promoter, and he's worried about his show. And I'm worried about Joel Altman and the health of Javon Hutton Pulitzer. So I'm not the originator of the rumor. Joel Altman put out a post, said, "South Florida peeps, I have an urgent need. I've been sick with what could be an anthrax attack, it turns out. More later on this. Right now I have a fairly urgent need for a Patriot doctorate in Miami. My good friend and one of my business partners is in a hotel with COVID." So he mentions what he was dealing with. I called up Joe to confirm if he was okay. And he let me know then about he and Jovan. And this was dated 12/19. As far as the origination of a rumor, Joe being sick and Jovan being sick is not a rumor. That happened. They seem to think that it started in Dallas. And the intent of my post is just to get prayer for these folks.
So you heard Professor Clements respond to Clay Clark. The position the Stu Peters Show has on this, we're seeking out the truth. Was there a bioweapons attack on a church? I believe that the evidence right now is showing no, but we are going to wait until we hear back from both Yvonne Pulitzer and Mr. Joe Altman, who don't have a diagnosis confirming anthrax, but are certainly sick by all accounts right now. Now, in addition to this, there are many attacks on Christians this year. It's been a long year for persecution. The Reawaken America Tour has become famous for baptizing, for bringing people into the faith. And this is what Vanessa Clark said about their event.
Clay and I handpick every single pastor up there, and you will see they're all Bible-believing, to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. And that's why you see at each of these events, hundreds of people getting baptized. Hundreds of people coming to know the Lord. And why you would want to stop an event like that, you've got to look and see, because the spirit of Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God comes to bring life and bring it more abundantly. And that is what is happening.
Clearly, their event is for salvations. It's not for Satanism. It's not for infection. And if a virus was released there, and we have yet to get confirmation of this, this would be serious. It would be on par with the bioweapon that was released in 2020, or for some who've looked at this, maybe 2019, referring to the Chinese bioweapon of coronavirus. But for Christians this year, It's already been a tough year. It's been a year of separation. I think that the unified message here is that we are serving one body, one God, one King, and that King is the Lord Jesus Christ. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
I had a FaceTime call last night with the Step on Socks founders. These people are patriots. You know what they were doing late last night? Packing up packages, getting ready to send out these high-quality, all-cotton, 100% Patriot-designed three-packs of Step-On socks so that they get there in time for Christmas. They're committed to doing that. You have last-minute Christmas shopping to do. Make sure that you include steponsocks.com, whether it's the original globalist version, the free Our Kids version, the Freedom Forever version, the Trader Joe version, the favorite Trust in God sock, flags, precious metals, silver, all at steponsocks.com. Make sure that you go there. Mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Our next segment is one of the most heartbreaking stories, I believe, that we've covered on this program. It's the story of a young woman called Jennifer Cobb. Jennifer loved dogs, especially her pet German Shepherd, Abigail. She loved the outdoors. She loved skiing. She loved fishing. She loved camping. She loved competing on the swim team and in gymnastics. She loved Jesus Christ. She looked forward to becoming a cosmetologist and planned to learn to perfect those skills in order to make wigs for cancer patients. But Jennifer's beautiful young life was stolen from her. From the age of 12, she was groomed and eventually sexually abused by a person that she trusted, her gymnastics coach, Jeremy Leonard Green. Green cultivated Jennifer for years, plying her with gifts, gradually pulling her away from her family and friends, as so many abusers do, to isolate her. Only years later, when Jennifer saw Green enacting the same strategies on other young girls, did she realize what had been done to her? And it'd be really easy to bail, but Jennifer didn't run away from this trauma. She confronted it head on. She planned to testify against her abuser in court in order to bring her accuser to justice and protect other future children from being exploited in the same way. But sadly, though, that wasn't to be. A week after Jennifer announced that she'd be pursuing a case against her gymnastics coach, her abuser, for childhood grooming, she was found dead by hanging. The death was classed as a suicide, though Jennifer's family are not convinced that's the real story. Now, in Jennifer's memory, her family is campaigning to change American laws so that future girls don't have their innocence and their lives stolen in the same way. First, they want changes to the statute of limitation laws so that other victims can come forward and be heard. Jennifer's abuser has other victims, currently in their 20s and in their 30s, but they can't pursue their allegations because too much time has passed. For instance, authorities have admitted that Green allegedly sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl back in 2008, but now too much time has passed, and they simply aren't allowed to bring charges, even if they knew with absolute certainty that the allegations are 100% true. By now, we understand that a great many childhood abuse victims don't come forward until they're mature adults. And the Cobbs want our laws updated to reflect that reality. The Cobbs want another law as well to compel investigations when adult witnesses make reports of witnessing grooming and other abusive behavior. Jennifer's brother, who was 4 years older than her, witnessed Green molesting his sister when she was 14 and even made a complaint about it. But the allegation wasn't even investigated by police. And that's a recurring problem, as we've seen with the high-profile abuse case of USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Multiple victims of Nassar's abuse testified about it in a heavily detailed report to FBI agents. But instead of launching a real investigation, the FBI actually went out of their way to falsify the girl's statements and sat on its hands, allowing dozens of more girls to be victimized. And that's the norm. Over and over, authorities downplaying or ignoring allegations. In Jennifer's case, a judge asked if she was making her accusations against Green because she was jealous of other young girls getting his attention. A judge. Susan Cobb is Jennifer's mother. She's leading the family fight to change the laws and norms around child grooming so that no other mothers suffer the way that she has. Susan Cobb joins us now Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you coming forward. This is such an important thing. Nobody wants to talk about this. Why do you think that is?
There's such a stigma to it. For children who are groomed, research has shown that the trauma, they're just not able to cope. They do not talk about it until they're much older. Not even in their 20s do they talk about it. Her website has a movie there we've tagged, and it's called The Tale. It's a true story of a Hollywood producer who was sexually groomed. Herself, she put those memories back in her mind and forgot that they happened. She didn't remember them until she was in her 40s. It wasn't until she was older was she able to even remember, deal with them, or face her accuser. And then I think just there's such a stigma to it for society. They don't want to admit that we have this problem. They don't want to deal with it. It's not important enough. We have a huge problem in our community right now with several teachers being accused of sexually grooming. We just had a doctor in our community found guilty of sexual molestation of his 3 grandchildren. And since Jennifer's story has came out, it seems like every other week another story's coming out. I'm so proud of her bravery and her courage, because her coming out has allowed so many more to follow her, to be brave enough to speak about the horror of being sexually molested and sexually groomed. But we have got to change these laws. No child who is sexually groomed, molested, or abused, statute of limitations should ever run out, not in the state of Georgia or any state within our nation. I'm starting first with Georgia to get the laws changed. I mean, there's so many laws that needs to be changed. That's our first law that we're looking at. The second you mentioned, if an adult witnesses the act, that should at least prompt the investigation. We need more funding. Funding's been cut. Government funding's been cut. So the prosecutors, there's not that many. There's not enough help to cover the many, many cases of sexual abuse, sexual molestation. With sexual grooming, it's no longer stranger danger. It's people we know. It's people we trust. It's our teachers, our coaches. It's doctors. It's people in prominent positions. No longer can we let such an evil hide behind these professions. Evil people do evil things, and they've got to be called out on it. They've got to know that if you do this in our city, our state, our nation, you're going to be called out, and you're going to be held accountable, and you're going to prison.
Susan, something that you said is it's earth shattering. It's really heavy on my heart, is that the testimony that you have and the legacy that Jennifer has is initiating this progress. I mean, God is amazing. And the way that he uses people is just so, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. I mean, you can physically see it right in front of your face. The work that God is doing specifically in these times right now, my gosh, it's like you could cut it with a knife. It's just right out in front of anybody who could deny him as the Almighty God is just, I don't know how they can do that. But it's quite the realization for you. It's quite the brave thing to say, really, to acknowledge that. You're a mom. You've lost your daughter. I mean, I'm a father. I cannot imagine that. You are not supposed to bury your kids. What you're going through, I mean, I'm going to be praying for you. You, the courage that you have to do this. I mean, you're on a national platform here, and what you're doing is using that experience. You're using what your daughter went through so that she can continue what it seems that her life's goal was, which is service to others, making wigs for cancer patients, for example. She wanted to serve the Lord. She loved Jesus. She wanted to do right. And now her legacy is going to be that. I believe that. You're going to get these laws changed. I'm going to seal that in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, you're going to get these laws changed. We have capital crimes that have no statute of limitations. What is more of a capital crime than forever devastating and changing, basically killing the psychological mental well-being of a child for the rest of their life. What is more important than that?
I agree. And when these victims come forward, they're shamed. They're not believed. They're humiliated. Jennifer, you know, when she first came out, it was when she was the troubled teen. Well, let me ask you, how would you not be troubled if you had been sexually groomed and molested since you were 12 years old? How would you not be? But somehow another, Jennifer had the strength in her to stand up in court that day. Jennifer still had the love of God in her. She was generally a good person. She was as beautiful on the inside as she was on the out. And only can someone who has the love of God in them be that loving and kind. She did not want this to happen to anyone else. But I believe in that court that day when the judge victim shamed her, and then the two preachers who were supposedly going to marry her and this predator, because he had groomed her for marriage, when they were asked, if Jeremy Green is convicted of child molestation of a 12-year-old, will it change your opinion of him? And they each in their own way said no. You can look at the transcripts to read that for yourself, because they have denied it. She was devastated. These were what she thought were men of God. And I know when she left that courtroom that day, she felt, if these preachers are not going to believe me, if the judge is going to shame me, then what am I to do? Who is going to believe me? What will court be like when it goes to court? I just believe that she lost hope that day. But I also think that maybe she felt like, okay, they'll hear me now. They'll hear me now.
Who is resisting your efforts? Who would stand in the way of changing these laws? I want you to name names if there is anybody. I want you to name them because...
Well, I'm trying to learn that, honestly. But I can tell you right now, I've had help from two people I'd like to say that have helped me more than anybody. Michael Bogus, he is running for Congress in the state of Georgia. He was at a meeting that I was at where I spoke, and he listened to me. For the first time out of the 6 months since she died, I felt like someone was actually listening. Now, our DA has this case. He's been indicted. The gentleman who molested Jennifer, I don't even want to call him a gentleman, I'm sorry, but he has been indicted, and our district attorney, Parks White, is fighting hard for that case. And I have faith and trust in Parks. But Michael Bogus listened to me when I said, we got to get laws changed. There's other victims whose statute has ran out. We've got to get that changed. He connected me with my state senator, Bo Hatchett. Bo Hatchett is also, he is representing us, and he's going to fight to help get what laws we can get changed. I'm assuming that it goes toward legislation and would have to be voted on. But I'm not a politician. I'm not in the government. I'm a registered nurse, so that's not my area of expertise. But I feel like I finally have people who are listening to help me. And we're hoping that we can start getting some laws changed this session, if not by the next session.
You're a registered nurse. You have a calling to serve people. So your daughter got it. Honestly, obviously, God put his hands on your family. Thank you, by the way, for the sacrifices that you've made throughout your career. I mean, you want to save people's lives. That's tremendous. And you're going to be doing that, whether it's in a hospital setting, in a medical setting, in a clinic, or here working with your senator and working with this candidate to get these laws changed. You are going to be saving lives. And that's just absolutely incredible that you have been put in this position and that most people would just crumble if they were you, if they had lost their daughter. They would crumble. They would become useless. They may even denounce God. How could a God ever allow this to happen? How could God ever do this to me, right? How can I believe in that? And they would really use this to self-center and to separate themselves from his promises, from his grace, from his word, and you're doing exactly the opposite. Federal authorities went out of their way in this Nassar case to lie, to falsify documents, to protect presumably Larry Nassar, or make this go away or sweep this under the rug. Child sex trafficking, I believe, is the real pandemic facing this world. It is absolutely devastating, but it starts with grooming these kids. It starts with sexually abusing local girls, and then it turns into this addiction. They can't get enough of it. These people go to these Super Bowl cities, which is these big events, which is the epicenter of this demonic, satanic evil. And child sex trafficking is not being addressed by federal law enforcement agencies. It's not being investigated. They're going out of their way to cover it up. Why do you think that is? And I mean, I know that you're a registered nurse. I know that you're a person. I know that you're not a politician. I know that you're not a federal agent. But your speculation, what is your feeling? Why do you think cops, law enforcement agents, the ones that are supposed to be protecting Jennifer and others, are going out of their way to allow them to continue to be abused? Why?
You wonder, is it because the people who are doing it are prominent positions? They are the upper, I'm not going to say upper class, because there's all class of individuals who molest children. But you're right, there's a real problem in our society, and we've got to stop it. We've got to call out. We've got to call it out and say no more. Our children are our greatest resource. We have to protect them. But I think that there's people involved very high up that are probably guilty of the crimes, and therefore they're protected, and people are quiet or kept quiet.
It's not just your coaches and your doctors and your teachers. It is also your so-called elected representatives, Hollywood, celebrities, people of influence, people of power, federal agents, judges. These people are in on this satanic evil, this demonic ritual, and this abuse of these kids. I believe that. I just wanted to hear you say it, because no, if you're thinking those things, and if you're thinking those things, you're not crazy. You're not a tinfoil hat wearing far right Trump bootlicking conspiracy theorist, although that's what the media would like for you to believe. And that's what the people doing this would like for you to believe. And that's why they gaslight you. And in the same way that Jennifer was the victim of gaslighting, I'm assuming, by her abuser, in the same way that all of Larry Nassar's and any victim of this stuff, they are the victims of gaslighting constantly. They're being lied to and deceived and plied upon and manipulated in the same way that the general public is manipulated to believe this is not really a problem. There's no pizza parties. There's no adrenochrome drinking. That's not really happening. But I believe that it is.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I can tell you, the first day that she died, I wanted to die right with her.
I bet you did.
But I have a son. I have a husband. I have a mother who's 88, who this has just devastated, because in 9 months, she lost a grandson, a son, and a granddaughter. And I do believe in God. And God is my strength. And my favorite story in the Bible is the story of Job. And as a nurse, I have told so many people the story of Job to give them hope. And how could I give up and not believe in the story of Job when I've used it so many times before? I know that God did not cause this. I've never been angry with him. But I do believe that God can take what was meant for evil and turn it for good. And I also believe in what the Bible says, let what is done in the dark be brought to light. And that's what I want to do for Jennifer. I want to be her voice. She started this fight. I want to finish it for her. She wanted to save other children. My goal is to save other children. If I can only save one child each time I speak, that's one more child that will be living. That's one more mom that will not have to grieve the way that we have grieved. So I'm doing it for Jennifer, but I want you to know that it is God's strength that carries me through every day. I have a large community of people who love us, have supported us, and I just want to see this change done. I don't want another child in our community our state, and ultimately I would like for it to never happen again in our nation. We've got to be educated about sexual grooming. And that's one thing I want to do too, is to go out and educate. And one day I'd like to have a center here in Hartwell for those who are victims, a haven to speak that they could come to. That is my long-term goal. I have short-term and long-term goals. They're posted on Jennifer's website. But the main thing that I ask is prayer and support to get the laws changed. Keep in mind, when we reported this when she was 14, had they investigated, when her brother witnessed this, had they investigated, those other victims' statute of limitation would not have ran out. Those other girls, along with Jennifer's testimony, probably would have placed them in prison for life. We would have had Jennifer from 14 to 20 to got her the help she needed and got her away from her predator. But because they would not investigate and because they dropped the ball, those statute of limitations ended up running out. Jennifer is the only one whose statute has not ran out, but now there is no victim to testify. It is going to trial, but we just ask for prayer for justice. We pray that God will prevail, and that what Jennifer started, we will be successful in finishing for her.
In Jesus' name. And, you know, not a moment before, not a moment after, but exactly at the very moment that God intended to call her home, he did that. I believe that. What is Jennifer's website? Where can people go to support you, to follow this? Because this audience, I will have you know, Susan, this audience is the best audience of any platform out there. Literally, this is an action audience, and this is a prayer warrior audience. You're going to be so blessed by this audience. You just watch. What is the website that people can come to help and join your fight?
It's www.justiceforjennifercobb.com. And on that website, there is a GoFundMe link. Any money that we raise will be used to help go toward publication, education, lawyer, if we have to, you know, down the road, pay for lawyers to help with getting laws changed, legal advice, any of that. All of that money that we raise will not go into our pockets personally, but it will go toward the cause of justice in our community and our nation.
Watch this cause explode as a result of this appearance. I'm telling you, best audience in the world. They are believers. They love Jesus, and they are in on this fight all the way. Susan Cobb, thank you so much. JusticeForJenniferCobb.com. Again, JusticeForJenniferCobb.com. More of The Stu Peters Show in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
Families are literally being torn apart by coronavirus. And as we approach Christmas, loved ones are actually being kept from relatives' homes as the Omicron variant ravages America. It's very dangerous. Deanna Lorraine here to talk to us more about this. So in the wake of or amid this Omicron takeover, what say you?
Well, first of all, this is not the Omicron. This is the Omicron virus. This is a con, one big con job, just like the Delta, just like the Lambda, just like all of these stupid variants. There is no way to detect whether someone has the Omicron variant, the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, the Omega variant. They're going to go through the Greek alphabet. There's no way to tell that. When you go and take a COVID test, which I'm sure you have, and I have too, it's a positive or negative,
no,
just like a
not.
Pregnancy test. It doesn't say you have the Omicron variant or the Delta variant or anything. There's no way to track that. So this is all just pulled out of people's butts. And they're doing this. They didn't do this. They didn't release the Omicron variant in September. They didn't do it in October. They did it right before the holidays because they realized people weren't scared enough. Oh no, we cannot possibly have people gathering again this year for Christmas. We need to make sure that everybody's totally scared again, once again, because they were starting to ease up on their fear a little bit, if you haven't noticed. So we have to release a new variant to make sure people are absolutely alienated from their families and their churches once again. This is a catastrophe. I'm not invited back. I haven't seen my family in 2 years, Stu. I'm not invited. I'm the only one not invited to Christmas or Thanksgiving this year to my parents because they're too scared of the Omicron, even though they're triple vaccinated and I'm not vaccinated. But what they're doing right now is to systematically, again, make sure that they inject just enough fear at just the right time so people continue to stop gathering and they don't get too comfortable just when they think that they have the vaccine and they start feeling safe. And now it's giving another excuse for Joe Biden to release another set of draconian tyrannical orders. And there has been a leaked Biden document saying that he's going to release a new set of orders saying domestic travel is going to be blocked for the unvaccinated. I've also heard that, and there's some screenshots going around. We don't know yet if it's confirmed, but him saying that there's going to be quarantine camps for the unvaccinated. There's going to be blocked interstate travel for the unvaccinated, and life is going to get very, very dire for the unvaccinated. He also said this statement, and this is definitely a fact. He said, we're intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work in school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we'll go through this. But for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourself, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. Imagine putting that much blame on a section of society that is choosing not to get vaccinated when we already know the vaccine doesn't work and it can be spread, the virus can still be spread. Imagine that.
Yeah. In the name of a virus, by the way, that 99.998% of people survive just with their own God-given immunity. And to answer your question previously, no, I have not been tested. I refuse to participate in a delusion. I know if I have COVID because of a set of symptoms. I lost my taste. I lost my smell. I went through a crappy cold. It was like a bad flu. I have a little bit of lingering sinus congestion. Other than that, I completely smashed it. I totally crushed it. Just like all of the brave expert doctors, microscopy experts, virologists, immunologists, epidemiologists, cardiologists, all say that you will. And all of them have said, by the way, these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. They're hiding the numbers. The numbers are completely throttled. We know how many injuries have been caused by these shots, but yet this push continues. And, you know, as I talked to Milam Langella earlier, I told him he's a candidate running against Dan Crenshaw. Nobody wants to replace Dan Crenshaw more than I do, but we're not going to just be replacing people unless we have like-minded people who are brave enough and have the balls to actually say, nope, these are dangerous. These are deadly. It doesn't really matter what Donald Trump is saying or if he got his booster or if he's shilling these shots or not. I'm not trying to drive a wedge between anybody and Donald Trump. I love the America First 2016 agenda just as much as the next guy does, but these shots are killing kids. It's time to stop it now. And you're right. In New York, they're voting on Monday to put people who are not vaccinated in prison, into quarantine camps, into COVID camps. That's actually happening. So when does a populace decide we're done now?
Well, the other thing is, you know, they're blaming this subsection of society, the unvaccinated, but we all know the people that are getting Omicron, as per the news, even CNN, are vaccinated, double vaccinated, triple vaccinated. You know, I've talked to nurses on the ground floor and doctors and patients and people. 9 out of 10 people that are getting any kind of variant, whether it's the Omicron, the Delta, or whatever, are vaccinated. And doctors have said over and over, each shot you take is going to lower your immune system even more and get you more prone to getting this new variant, going to happen.
That's right. And ask these professional athletes. They have policies in the NHL, Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the NBA. They have policies that they're all to be vaccinated, but yet they're canceling games left and right because of COVID outbreaks.
Right.
I got to go. I'm out of time. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you. If you have a handgun, you need a shotgun. If you have a handgun and a shotgun, you need a rifle. If you don't have any of the above, you need a gun. Everybody should have guns. If you have guns, get more guns. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. Use GunsAmerica.com. the most trusted online platform for buying or selling guns, whether you're a dealer or a private party. Plus, you wouldn't believe all the people in your area that are buying and selling guns. Get to GunsAmerica.com right now. All transactions within 50 miles of you are absolutely free. That's not just for the holidays. That's all the time. Join 1.2 million really smart people. Get to GunsAmerica.com. Sign up right now. You get Hunt 365. 365 days a year, you could be hunting somewhere. Only GunsAmerica.com will tell you where. Plus, in-the-field experts breaking down and reviewing firearms. What kind of firearm do you want? Go check it out. GunsAmerica.com. Again, GunsAmerica.com. These Democrats, these radical communists are coming for all of it, including your financial future, your nest egg, your retirement, your kids' future, their college education, their inheritance, all of it. Right now, immediately following this program, Carlos Cortez is going to teach you for free in this volatile market how to hold on to your money. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That webinar immediately following this program, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. He's a God-fearing patriot. Do business with Carlos Cortez. It's free. Until this time, at tomorrow, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio.